Pastors Larry and Tiz Huck welcome you to another Larry Huck Ministries podcast. We pray this teaching will fill you with God's wisdom, anointing, and revelation knowledge. Thank you for your prayers and faithful support.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord bless you. We're going to receive communion here in just a moment, but does everybody have your juice and your wafer? Does everybody have that? I just received a text from a Jewish friend of mine in Washington, D.C. He's a brilliant, brilliant man. He's part of Israeli Ally Foundation, or was, and now he's doing other work up there. He got to help get the embassy moved, wrote the policy for moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And he just sent me a text. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. I got another text from a senator here. Okay. And he said, "Happy Hanukkah to all my Jewish friends. Merry Christmas to all my Christian friends. And to all my atheist friends, good luck." Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ was born. You know, one of the strangest teachings in the Bible, if we don't understand, is when God is telling us about taking the Lord's Supper. And he said, before you just do it, stop and tarry for one another. Wait for one another. And he said, because for this reason, many are sick and dying amongst you. And that's one of the strangest scriptures in all of the Bible around the world, that why would God put in, before you just take communion, stop. Because if you don't understand, this is why many are sick and dying. And the revelation of that is that when we look at the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, we need to stop and realize what he's done for us. It's not just a ritual that we go through, but it's a revelation. Jesus said, "This is my body, which was broken for you. As often as you take it, remember me." Last year, this time, we spent Christmas in the hospital. This year, we spent Christmas at home. Because by his stripes, we are healed. Maybe there's something broken in your life. Pull out your little wafer. Maybe there's something broken in your family, in your home, in your marriage, in your children. And we want to stop and realize that he became broken so that you and I, even though we still fight the enemy, Jesus has already gone through this for us so that we could have wholeness in every area of our lives. What's broken? Is there something that the enemy has come against you? Your business, your family, your finances, whatever it may be. Is there something that the enemy has tried to break? Not only did Jesus come and was born in a manger, but he came as the King of Kings. He came as the Lord of Lords. And he came as the name that's above every name. And so I claim today, the enemy is defeated in your life. Whatever he's been attacking, greater is he that is in you. And so Jesus says, before you just take it and have a little ritual, understand, I was broken so you could be whole in every single way. And I claim that for you and your life. Someday he's going to get us into heaven. And I know you hear me say this all the time. Someday he's going to get us in heaven. But while we're here, he's come to give us life, and that life more abundant. He's come to heal the brokenhearted. He's come to what Satan's meant for evil. He's come to reverse the curse and make it for good. Let's say the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And Father, as we take this together on the eve that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and our Savior, I claim miracles for everyone in this building, everyone watching around the world. Multiple miracles, unlimited miracles, because through him being broken, we become whole in every single way. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Miracles in your life. And then he took the wine. And he said, this represents my blood. Now, all of you know this, but it's amazing how many Christians don't know this. This wine represents joy. In Judaism, wine is joy. And he's come to give you joy beyond words. Joy beyond description. If there's anything that is stealing your joy, that is trespassing on blood-bought property. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
Now stop and think. We're not to just get through life. We're not to hold on into the end. I claim for myself and Tiz and my family and your family, this year, nothing but joy. I know the rain falls on the just and the unjust, but I want to have just faith in our lives. Not to get through. I want to have faith in our lives of, we have so many blessings, we don't know why. The challenge is to keep serving God because we're so blessed. I want joy in your home. Joy in your marriage. Joy in your family. And through the blood of Jesus, we bind the enemy. We rebuke him. And we place the blood on the doorpost of every one of our lives and our homes and our families. And God says, when I see that blood, I will stand in front of your home and your family, and I will forbid the enemy to come in and touch them. I claim peace that passes all understanding. Wine is a representative of joy. The wine is also the representative of the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus shed his blood 7 different times. He shed it in the garden to buy back willpower. If someone in your family is bound by something, anger, drugs, depression, whatever this bondage is, the blood of Jesus will free us right now. You can stand, not only for you, but you can stand in the gap for you and your family. Do you claim that?
Yes.
By his stripes, we're already healed. We claim miracle healing on every one of us. As a matter of fact, we claim divine health on every one of us and our children and our children's children. The blood represents the blood on Jesus' brow to break the curse of failure and poverty and lack. When they came, let me ask you something. How many wise men came to see Jesus? A lot. We think that 3 wise men came. That's not what it says. There's nowhere in the Bible that says 3 wise men came. It says wise men came bearing gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh was a very common thing that they would bring to a coronation of a king. So it doesn't mean one brought frankincense, one brought myrrh. Matter of fact, history says there may have been 1,000, and they came with camel loads of myrrh and frankincense and gold. Our God's not a poor God. Our God is the owner of a cattle on 1,000 hills, and it's our Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. How many like debt cancellation this year? How many like good measure, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. That's what the blood of Jesus did with the crown of thorns. And I claim that for all of us this next year. He bled in his hands that everything you put your hands to, God will cause it to prosper. He bled in his feet when they drove the nails into his feet, that wherever you put the sole of your foot, the kingdom of heaven is there. And the kingdom of heaven is joy, happiness, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. So wherever you go with authority and dominion. When you bind the devil says, who do you think you are? And you say, it's not who I am, it's who I am in him. And when I bind it on earth, it's bound in heaven. And when I loose it on earth, it's loose in heaven. We have authority through the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind cancer and it has to flee. We bind failure and has to flee. And we loosen the blessing and the promises of God. When they pierced his side, out came blood and water. Because he's come to heal the brokenhearted. Has the enemy stolen something from you? It's not God stealing that. It's the devil. And when you discover who the thief is, he has to give it back. Everything he stole, multiplied by 7. Joy, peace, happiness, days, health, all these things. And so what Satan meant for evil, God's going to turn it around and use it for good. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And then he went to the gates of hell. Stomped on the devil's forehead, bruised his heel. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The iniquity is the thing inside. It's the generational curses. It's a family curse. Somebody came to me in prayer the other day and said, would you pray? My son has been incarcerated. And I said, our God still opens prison doors. Let's break that. His father was incarcerated. His grandfather was incarcerated. Let's break that generational curse. Is there a generational curse in your family of something, any kind, anything negative that, well, you're just like your father, you're just like your mother. Well, let's break that and say we're going to be just like our father who is in heaven because the blood of Jesus has broken every curse and it's released every blessing. Are you ready? The blessing of God. This next year is going to be great. Amen. Full of blessing, full of joy, full of peace, full of victory. Let's say the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Barei pri hagafen. Look at me. L'chaim. To life. Amen. Did you drink it all down? Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering if you have a free hand. Amen. The next thing we're going to do is ask them to turn the lights down if we can. And you know what? Why don't we stand? And we're going to, even if you brought your own cigarette lighter, don't use it. Number one, you give it away. But we're going to ask you to wait until someone lights your candle. But I want you to think about this. Jesus said, you're the light of the world. You, no matter where you are in life, you were born by God to be the light of the world. You have a mission. The moment you were conceived, your soul stood before God, and God gave you a mission. Whether you're here in the building or you're watching by stream around the world, you have a mission. Every time you smile at someone, you're tikkun olam. Every time you give for tzedakah, you're tikkun olam, healing a broken world. Every time you pray, every time you light Shabbat candles, every time you lift up your hands, every time you beat a drum or play a stringed instrument or play on the piano, or you're an usher and you show someone your seat, you're fulfilling a mission.
That's right. Come on.
Who knows where that mission is going to go? But think about it. You have a mission to be the light of the world. 40 years ago, I was sitting on my porch in Flagstaff, Arizona, hair down to my waist, earrings in my ears, smoking dope, and a little Hispanic young man by the name of Bill Trujillo walks up to me and says, I've never done this before, but I couldn't leave until I told you Jesus is who you're looking for. Bill's in heaven now, but I think about this when I'm praying for people like we did on Sunday, or we're teaching, or we're in Israel, or Washington, or in Washington, D.C. What if Bill, on that one day, would have passed me by? Where would I be? Sitting on my porch, warrants out for my arrest. What if Bill hadn't lit my candle? Where would I be? Would I be able to fulfill my mission? Bill Trujillo won me to Jesus. And every person I get to teach, and every person I get to pray for, and every person I get to smile at, and tell them, no matter what you're going through, we have an answer. Amen. Bill gets another light in his crown in heaven. No way would have thought when Bill Trujillo lit my candle that day, nobody would have ever thought I'd have the privilege of talking to you. When I first got saved, I had two college degrees, but I had done drugs for so many years, so many drugs. They put me in the 14 and under Sunday school class because I couldn't talk. Just before that, they told my mom and dad, your son's a junkie. Once a junkie, always a junkie. But God had a mission. Can you imagine the mission that God has for you? Say, well, Pastor, I'm a worker, I'm a laborer, I'm a husband, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm this. You have a mission. And your mission is, wherever you go, be the light. When we were driving home Sunday, Tiz teared up. And she goes, what an amazing job we have. Connecting God to people. What an amazing mission you and I have. For mom. Nana. We're still doing it.
Come on. Come on.
Thank you for being the light of the world. There will be people, when we walk through the gates of eternity, they will walk up to you and say, I ate because of you. I had clothes on my body and shoes on my feet because of you. I met Jesus because of you. I was going to take my life, but I didn't. Because you smiled at me. You have no idea the difference you make. But trust me in this, you make a big difference. Let's worship the Lord as we're the light of the world.
Oh, come let us adore you. Oh,
everybody sing it.
And oh, come let us adore.
family to you because you are family. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you. On three, let's blow out our candles. One, two, three. As long as God has you, He has one light that will never go out. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad.